So I'm going to start off with just kind of a basic idea. According to public opinion surveys, okay, over the last 10 years, an increasing number of Americans do not believe that Congress, the president, the courts, nor the state legislatures can solve our most urgent problems. Okay? Many of you and most of the students I've worked with also doubt the current government's ability. And yet, these institutions of government hold more power over our individual lives than ever before. Income tax collection has become more efficient. Data collected from cell phone and internet communications is rivaled only by Google and other multinational corporations. Our freedoms of expression, our promise of due process in the courts, and our ability to walk freely without police or security intervention have all but vanished. In contrast, these protections were so fundamental, so vitally important, one American revolutionary declared, "Give me liberty or give me death." So I ask you, how did we come to this? Was it the World Trade Center attack and the overreaction by paranoid war hawks like Mr. Bush? Or was it the result of the military-industrial complex and the never-ending wars to prevent stability and peace? Or is communism, fascism, terrorism, Islamic fundamentalism, or some other ism the threat? Okay. So I think there are many good arguments, right, out there in the world that try, and I think almost desperately, to make this link, to show that one or the other is the cause. So it's this attempt that I'm interested in, right? Why does the human mind try to rationalize the irrational? And that's what we're going to focus on today. So what I mean is, simply, violence, terror, and anarchy cannot be explained by reason or rational processes. And yet we try very hard to make these connections. So we want to try to understand why do we do this. Okay? So you might be thinking, or not, right? And it has been said many, many times, but we know almost nothing or relatively little about the human mind. So it is true. Only 100 years ago, the brain was seen as something to poke, to stir with a stick, to shock with electricity, or to cut into like a piece of meat. Luckily, over the last 50 years, however, brain scientists and social scientists have joined forces and have begun to view the brain as a living, dynamic system, integral to our daily existence, which we all know through our five senses of touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. But also, those of us who study the brain and human decision-making have begun to see a relationship between individual choice and group behavior. And this is a little bit tough, but our findings have shown, in short, groups are far worse than individuals in their behavior. So they are more selfish, they're more self-righteous, they're more discriminatory, and they're quick to fight without rational justification. From the Stanford prison experiments, where students took on a mindset in a group of superior torturer against fellow inferior inmates, to the well-known false decision-making, or as some people say, lies of the Iraq invasion, and the torture of innocent civilians at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay, we see this truth play out. Groups are worse than individuals. So in the next section, I need two volunteers to join our conversation as we examine the process of mind as it relates to law, society, and the submission to domination, or the submission to these bad groups. Right, so I need two brave souls. Great. Right. So I need you to come up in this kind of left-hand corner so that we're projecting this direction. I think it would be...
Just right here. If you want to sit up, two chairs. Yeah, just two.
Sit? You want to sit?
Same side. Nice and comfortable, intimate, and very friendly. Okay. I think it's helpful to look at these two comparisons of how processes can occur, okay? As we go through this conversation, I want you to think about, is democracy pushing the state, right? In other words, are these people trying to get the state to do something, and these are the people, right? Or is the state independent? Does it get to be professional, educated, and separate from politics, okay? Okay. Just as a preface, while we're still learning about the details of our minds, right? I assume that we are all here, right, of sound mind. In general, we know what we like, dislike, what we need, and we exhibit evidence behaviors that show our intentions, goals, and priorities. For example, you're here, right? You're not at a beach, you're not sitting and sipping a gin and tonic, right, somewhere out at a nice party, right? So it really shows that you've prioritized, at least for today, that learning or the school setting is more important to you than some other thing. Okay? And so that's what I mean by being of sound mind, that we know why we're here and what we're doing.